This is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 1-800-684-5419. 1-800-684-5419. That's 1-800-684-5419. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You know my love affair with wood, and there's a very good reason for that. Wood is warm, it's inviting, it's comfortable, right? Well, with Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, you can have new hardwood floors installed in your house. Now, you can even do it yourself. I know it's a little scary, and you think to yourself, well, do I really know what I'm doing? It's very, very easy. If you take Boardwalk Hardwood Floors classes, in 5 minutes, they'll teach you everything you need to know, and in just a few short days, you will have beautiful hardwood floors. Their selection is out of this world. Every time I go into one of their three locations, one type of wood and one species is more beautiful than the next. Wide plank, hand scraped, oak, hickory, cherry, maple, bamboo, all price range, all from the factory. So you're getting the best price and the best selection. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, three locations, one in Manchester, Crestwood, and in St. Peter's. Boardwalk Hardwood or Boardwalk Hardwood.
I love my Husqvarna.
It's the Husqvarna zero-turn mower sale at Redexum Turf Products. During this end-of-the-year clearance at Redexum, you'll find never-before-seen pricing because everything must go. Since there's still a lot of grass to cut this year, this is your opportunity to get a smooth ride on a mower that leaves no grass uncut. The Husqvarna zero-turn mower from Redexum Turf Products, just off I-44 and 141 on West Outer Road in Valley Park.
I'm done with my lawn, but I'm having so much fun, maybe I'll do my neighbor's.
RTP, are you ready to play?
Tune into the Friday show. I won't be there, but Ken Earhart and McGraw-Milhaven will be coming to you live from Landoff Chevrolet, saluting Veterans Day and the men and women who served our country. Presented by Walter Noel Florist.
Mike England, president of St. Mary's High School. At St. Mary's, we understand how young men learn. We've developed a student-centered curriculum to take advantage of brain-compatible learning. Our innovative program integrates 21st-century learning technology, including the use of one-on-one Chromebooks, flipped classroom instruction, and Project Lead the Way's computer science classes. Be a part of a world-class academic program that prepares young men for today and for the future. St. Mary's High School, our side, South Side.
Hi, I'm Tim with T&L Tree Service. Fall is a perfect time to start preparing your trees and landscape for the winter. My staff of certified arborists can make your fall cleanup of trees simple and worry-free. Removing dead limbs and thinning the crown from your trees in the cool fall months will prepare your trees for next spring's growing season. Call me today at 314-895-1883 for a free estimate. Next spring, you'll be glad you did. T&L Tree Service. Your trees and plants are our number one priority.
At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off and earn a little more with Kohl's Cash so you can give a little more this holiday. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Make sure to tune in tomorrow from 6 to 10 as we salute Veterans Day and the men and women who have served our country proudly. Presented by Midwest ENT.
Is Veterans Day. We had to make a decision. Do we do something today? And because it's you know, Scott Sherman Day, we wouldn't really get to do it justice. So we're going to Monday, when everybody else is sort of maybe forgotten, we'll make sure you don't forget. So we'll give the veterans their due on Monday, because every day should be Veterans Day. Should be. But it's not, so we'll take care of that then. Scott Sherman's in the house. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Ready to help people?
I can't wait. It's the highlight of my week.
All right. Is there anything you want to throw out there that's in the news that has anything to do with the law that you have a take on before we jump in? Because we're going to give more time today than we normally. Is there anything? I don't think there is. There's a big legal case in the news that I can think of.
Not really. I just would like to say to everybody, let's support our new president-elect and give him a chance to do a great job.
And I know people might not believe it, but I think the people on the other side would have said the same thing. It is what it is. It is done. So let's go with it and hope for the best. And because the other alternative, there is no other alternative.
No. He's, like I said, he's earlier, our president.
These protesters, I don't know if you saw them or not, but I was so mad at these punks because most of them were so young, they can't possibly have a handle on anything. And they're yelling about, you know, they can't believe. Well, here's what I can't believe. That you think what you're doing is going to accomplish anything. You're not going to reverse the decision. You're not going to cause them to have another election. What do you, there's no resolution of any kind that's going to, in your mind, that's going to come from what you're doing. There's nothing to be done that's positive about protesting. Nothing.
Right. And I'm a huge hockey fan, which a lot of people are not. At the end of these series in the playoffs, these people beat each other half to death.
Oh, my goodness.
And then they come out, and they shake hands, and they wish the other one well. And that's what we should do.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's always going to be that element, though, after the fact and after it's done. They still think there's something. I don't know. Maybe they're going on TV or something, and we let them. That's the mistake of the media. They let them get on television.
Yeah, most of them probably didn't even vote.
A
good number of them.
I saw one of the, and this guy looked like you'd expect him to look, okay? He looked like just a, I'm not going to get into what a description, but he was about 20-ish and loud. And one of the news channels was live on the street asking these people why they were protesting. And he walked up to the microphone and was as profane and vulgar. And the news reporter had to apologize for... You just made your side look really stupid, okay? If you're the anybody but Trump side, you just look like an idiot. That's all.
And it hurts the country. Give the man and his ideas a chance. They were the ones that won. And let's see, he might be right. Give him a chance, a fair shot.
I personally hope he is the best president we've ever had.
I just got a text from my daughter, and she says, I don't know if you have seen this or anybody sent you a link to this, but it's people beating up a man for voting for Trump.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that. It's all over Facebook right now. Yeah, and it's like four or five of them, and they pull this guy out of his car and just beat the crap out of him. They don't even know if he voted for Trump, or maybe they asked him and he said
maybe he had a bumper sticker.
I don't know, but they beat the crap out of him, and no one came to help. They were recording it and laughing and having a good time and said, you don't vote for Trump, and they're beating the crap out of him.
Well, let me say something to those people or anybody who is in any way thinks that's okay. Most of us look at this country divided into two camps, left and right, okay? Republican, Democratic, left, right, conservative, liberal. We're going to have to assume that if you're beating the hell out of a guy because you vote to Trump, that you're the other side. You're not making that other side look very intelligent, okay? You're just not. And you're dividing people even more because the side that voted for Trump is now really...
dug in?
Yeah. I mean, you just made them go, man, I really don't want to be part of that clan. It's just, there's nothing about it that's good. Enough of that. Here's what we're going to do.
Before you do all this other stuff, Bob is on the phone, and he said that he has a joke that he wanted to throw at you before we go to this whole Scott.
Okay, I don't see
question.
Bob's name. You didn't put him on the screen.
No, I didn't put Bob on the screen yet.
Well, let's bring Bob in here. We got a couple of minutes. Bob, how are you?
Hey, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you, Bob.
Remember I called in with Frosty the Snowman a month or two ago. Hey,
no,
you know,
I don't remember that. But, you know, this is highly irregular. We're about to do Scott Sherman's legal segments, but I'm thinking this must be something so good.
This is good. Hey, you know, Trump, get the drum roll ready. Trump went to visit the White House. Hillary went to visit hers, too. She went to visit the big house. Bam.
That's your joke?
Yeah, the big house.
Uh-huh. All righty, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Thanks for calling. I actually thought.
Remember earlier when you and Dan were doing that routine with the callers, and you said just ask them for the first name. Don't even ask what they want to say.
We're changing that.
Changing that today.
No, we're going to keep it in place. I actually thought this was going to be a joke I'd never heard. Because, look, I'm constantly seeking jokes I've never heard. When I hear a joke, it's like Christmas. If somebody tells me a joke I've never heard, woohoo, another joke. Sadly, that wasn't even a joke. But, Bob, we love all listeners. As long as you're AM and the PM, even that we will accept. I'm going to do some business, and then we're going to hit the theme song, and then you folks are going to have the rest of the hour to get some legal help from this guy called Scott Sherman. And here are the phone numbers. You're not going to have to wait very long. From most cell phones, star KTRS. From the other cell phones where that doesn't work, 314-969-KTRS, and then there's 888-550-KTRS. I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a paralegal, not a financial advisor, not a doctor, not any of those professional people. But in one category, they always say, sometimes you'll hear commercials and say, you've got a friend in the jewelry business. Now you've got a friend in the, well, you know what? You got a couple of friends in the financial advice business. Their names are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. And if they're not your friends yet, they very well may be once you meet them. And I'm just going to ask you to consider setting up that meeting. Mark and Jason are with Stifel Nicolaus, member SIPC and NYSE. And at some point, everybody's going to think about retiring, or hopefully think about retiring. And sadly, a lot of people think about it but never get to, because they didn't accumulate any wealth. They don't have the money that it takes to live for their remaining 10 or 15 or 20 years or whatever. If you've thought about it, you have to remember that one of your greatest assets in planning for retirement is time. And I had a guy tell me one time, it is the only thing, no matter how much money you have, you can't buy more of it. You can't slow it down. You can't speed up. It's time. And every hour, every day that goes by that you don't plan or try, if you possibly can, is time lost and money lost. And the longer you wait to start accumulating capital for retirement, the harder it's going to be. Ask anybody who finally decided we better start saving some money at 60. Ask them how that's going and how they feel about the rest of their lives, and are they going to have enough? Sometimes you need help. Mark and Jason would be happy to meet with you and share their ideas. If you have $25,000 or more, they do personalized investment guidance. Stifel Nicolaus is a full-service organization. And if you want to meet with Mark and Jason, then you need to go to the website I'm about to give you, get the phone number, and set it up. It's complimentary, and there's no pressure, and there's no obligation. They're not going to ask you to sign a thing or commit or raise your right hand or anything. And you know the site. Peon's going to say it in a little while. MarkandJason.com.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law? Well,
yes, it's time for Scott Sherman. Please, I see the phones all lit. People need help, so let's go. Let's help them. Mike, you are up first. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Give a lot.
Mike?
AM in the PM.
Thank you, Mike.
Hallelujah. Scott, thank you. Every time I've talked to you, you've always emailed me right back immediately, even if I said I didn't need to be emailed back. I got a problem, and I need your help. I need a good bankruptcy lawyer.
I know the right person, one of the best people in that field. It's a terrible position and situation to be in. Good thing about this person I'm going to send you to, and for anybody that contacts me that thinks about that, is this person won't necessarily just rush you into a bankruptcy. The bankruptcy has different chapters.
Yeah,
if you're an individual, you can do a wipeout, a Chapter 7. You can do a reorganization under a Chapter 13, I think. And it's very difficult. It's emotional because it becomes personal. People don't take pride in it. But sometimes that weight of all that wet sand that accumulates in your life just has to get taken off of
you. And there's a stigma attached to the word bankruptcy.
Yes.
If somebody says, oh, you know, you filed for bankruptcy, it doesn't necessarily at all make anybody a bad person. It's actually a smart decision.
Yeah, if I called it a cleansing, people might be interested in something like that. But right, it sounds...
So that we, if he, all he wants is a suggestion or recommendation so we can move on to
email.
All these other people.
Yeah,
you have his email address?
Thank you. Yes, I do.
All right.
Scott Sherman.
No.
Maybe the other guy's emailing him back.
Law Office of Scott Sherman.
Ed Scott Sherman.
No. Ed. Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
I got it. I know.
Okay.
It's on my computer.
All right, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Mike seemed very relaxed to me. Claudia. And Claudia, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Claudia.
Hi, Claudia.
Hi. I have a problem. We booked a hotel probably July 15th in Alabama for a drive to Florida, and we canceled it with plenty of notice, but we did not retain a cancellation number, and now they're charging us for two rooms that we never stayed in, and we did cancel. I'm wondering if there's anything that we could do about that.
This is this past July, right?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Pinion, do you want to take a crack at this?
Well, what proof or evidence on paper do you have that you canceled?
We did not retain a cancellation number. That's my regret. We took them at their word that we canceled it. It was well within a week notice. And they did not tell us to retain it or anything.
Well, they shouldn't have to. They shouldn't have to tell you. Anytime somebody gives you a confirmation number, you really should keep it. And without it, you're kind of up you know what creek. But here is the real lawyer, Scott Sherman.
Can you dispute it with your credit card company?
We tried our credit card company, and they were unable to. I can't remember the reason they gave us, but they were unable to get it through.
All right, Scott, what do you think?
I was going to say what Dan said as a first step, and that is make a dispute with your credit card company and see if they can hold that up and maybe rule in your favor. If that's
we started that in August, and at first the charges came back off, and then about a month ago they got put back on, and my husband spoke to the bank, and I forget the reason that they said I can't retain. I'm sorry, I don't remember what they said.
Claudia, how much is the total amount of this
two bills for two? It would be right around $253. It was $123 for one room and $128 for the other.
I'd say small claims court in St. Louis County. Do you live in St. Louis County?
No.
Where? What county do you live in?
City. I live in St. Louis.
St. Louis City. Even better. Even more friendly for consumers. And if you send me an email, I will give you the name of a consumer lawyer, because if this is a big, large company that owns these hotels, usually is, this might be a practice that is considered a class action. Probably not, but a lawyer won't touch this for this dollar amount out of the principal.
Okay.
But I think that if this is something where you have legitimately communicated to them, and this is not a contract for real estate, this is a services contract, and it's not in excess of $500, so it doesn't have to be in writing, but you swear under oath that this happened and they gave you a cancellation number, that's something they would have to cough up.
Okay, but she doesn't have the cancellation number.
Well, they know, but there is a record somewhere if you're willing to
kind of
do the work. And they're not willing to send somebody to court on this against you.
The big lesson here, though, Claudia, and you already know this, always get a confirmation number.
Yes.
Communicate in writing with these places if you can.
Oh, okay.
But give me an email. I'll give you a consumer lawyer. This might be a thing. That person probably wouldn't take this case because of the dollar amount, unless you are part of a large, large, large group of people that this happens to all the time. But if you're really mad about it and you want to, quote, prove a point, you can file a small claims case against this company in the city of St. Louis for about $70 or $80.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Claudia.
All right.
Good luck, Claudia.
Right.
I like your little voice.
Oh, it is little.
Yes, it is. Thanks for listening.
Well, thank you, Amen, Pam.
Well, and like Dr. Doug, you are becoming a chick magnet. Here's the proof of it. I have the three women in a row. Here's number two, Eve. Eve, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman.
Hi, Eve.
I'm also AM and the PM.
Thank you.
And I have a legal question. If something is put in revocable trust, everything is in revocable trust, when something happens and your share that you receive from that revocable trust, is there going to be inheritance tax on that?
I don't believe so, because the trust is a non-probate transfer. It's already, the ownership of it has already been given to the trust. And what the trustee is doing on the time of the death of the settlor, the person that made the trust, they're just distributing out these funds. So it's a gift, but it would evade probate because it's a non-probated transfer. So I don't believe so. So if somebody, say, they're titling a house, right? And the house is put into trust. Well, the person that owns it currently gave up the ownership rights. The revocable part is you better be good or Santa Claus will take that away from you and they can revoke it. But if it is, once it's transferred, I do believe that that will escape the that it might not escape a gift tax, but it will escape the probate tax.
And the gift tax would be pretty high.
On a, it depends on the value of the estate stuff that you're getting.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
Then, here's what I would do. Don't have them not give it to you.
Oh, it's already done. It's been done. Okay, but at least there might not be inheritance tax. That's one plus in the situation.
Yeah, and also on real estate, cars, and bank accounts, better than a trust, it's better to have those things titled in the person it's intended to go to's name. So let's say it's joint tenant with right of survivorship, and you know the person, and then there is none. It, you just get it. Same with a TOD on a on a car or a POD on a bank account. That's actually better than a trust for handling those types of very expensive things. Most stuff that you get in a trust, it isn't a high dollar. So the tax issue kind of just caught me flat.
But it's been that way for years, and I have not been able to persuade. So, okay, you've at least answered one question for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eve. And by the way, if Mr. Trump wants to make a lot of people happy, here are two things that he could accomplish that would thrill almost, well, everybody. Get rid of the stinking IRS. Okay, ridiculously complicated and bureaucratic, and people we don't need, and pages of stuff that could be done on one piece of paper. Okay, and get rid of this inheritance tax. This is theft. It's the government stealing something that somebody has already paid taxes on. Get rid of it.
I agree with that 100%.
My message to Mr. Trump. Karen is next. Hello, Karen. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I have a question about the land trust. We have a land trust in Illinois. There's eight people that own it. And the trustee of it is a bank. And we pay them like $300 a year to maintain this trust. And I talked to the bank today because I didn't really know exactly what they did. And he pointed out that this is sort of an antiquated way of setting up trust anymore through a land trust. And he recommended that we do LLC or a partnership. Can you tell me anything about land trust or if it's a better way to have it in a partnership?
And this sounds like something Abraham Lincoln's dad had. I mean, the land trust in Springfield. Yeah, I wouldn't do it this way. I'd have a real estate lawyer do a quit claim deed and re-deed these. If you're trying to, I guess, prevent one party from having more than the other party, or you're trying to have a separate entity for liability purposes, between setting up either a corporation and putting it in that name, or having insurance that would cover any foreseen sort of consequential liability issues, you can protect yourself. What is this, like a fishing cabin, or
it's a lake, and there's eight people that own a portion of it that we have.
Yeah, and unless this is the Biltmore Hotel or something like that, there's nothing that's going to happen at that lake or on that property that insurance with an umbrella policy couldn't fix. or retitling this couldn't prevent you from being personally liable. But land trusts just speaks of 19th century horse and buggy stuff, and that unlike most bankers, this one sounds like he's right.
Okay. Great.
It's a simple procedure.
Okay. If I email you, can you send me a name of a real estate attorney?
I'll send you two.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. It was Eve, correct?
Karen.
Yeah. That was Karen. Yeah, you got so many women after I can't keep up with them. That was Karen. We'll take a quick break, and I see all of you. I see Amy, I see Bill and John, and I see all of you. Please hang on. It's only 4 or 5 minutes. We have to take a break, or we're out of business, and then Scott will come back, and you can take it to the top of the hour. For about 16 years or so, and I'm guessing it could be a year more, Schaefer has been part of the show, and I have to thank every single one of you. One, for having a wreck. Thank you for that. And for going to Schaefer and letting Schaefer know the reason you're there is because you're AM and the PM. That's the only reason they've been on for 16 years. The only reason. If you didn't say that to them, they'd have pulled the plug on this a long time ago. They'd have said, Bob, we're spending a fortune. It's not doing us any good. Just the opposite is true. They get their money's worth and more. Because people in this audience have an accident, they don't even have to even think about it. They know exactly who to call. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body. Now, when they came on with us, they had, I think, two, maybe three locations. And I remember saying to Steve Schaefer, I said, I'll make you a promise. By 2016, you'll have 10 locations. Let me check and see. How many locations? What year is this? Is this
2016?
Yep, 10 locations. Look at that. How about that? We accomplished what we said we'd accomplish, but we couldn't have done it without you folks telling them you're in the AM and the PM. So here's the deal. You have an accident. We don't want you to get hurt. We need all the listeners we can get. You're going to call the police. You're going to call the insurance company. And hopefully you're going to call Schaefer, and you're going to tell the insurance company that's who you've already called, because that's your decision. You get to decide where that vehicle goes. And unless you want shoddy work, and why would you? Your deductible's the same either way. You're going to pay the amount you're going to pay, whether it's done poorly or it's done perfectly. Why not have it done perfectly? Schaefer Auto Body Centers. You can find out where they are, and their phone number is at SchaeferAutoBody.com.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Danny, after I took off a little while ago, there was an accident on westbound Highway 70 just after the Broadway exit around O'Fallon Park area there, and it had the right lane blocked. Traffic was backed up east of Grand. And then you have eastbound Highway 270. That's running slow from McDonald through New Florissant. You're also heavy through the Halls Ferries to 367. And that was due to a couple mattresses that were on the roadway. Those are off on the right shoulder now. So, but you still have a little bit of a slowdown. You do have that accident that was on northbound 55, north of 141. That's been cleared. You have southbound 270 stop and go page down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 downtown's heavy Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, that was slowing Vandeventer out through McCausland. You'll find it heavy again, 141 through Mason. Not really bad yet on westbound 364. Just a little volume as you make your way down toward Maryland Heights Expressway, but it looks good through Highway 94. And this traffic report brought to you by CC's Pizza. Now at CC's, the fully loaded meat eater and supreme pizzas are guaranteed on the buffet, or they'll make them immediately. Pizzas loaded with flavor without the loaded price. Just five and change at CC's. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading business.
businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee at a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-400-0179. That's 1-800-400-0179. 1-800-400-0179.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
"Let's build a fire."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that!
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile. You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew.
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Dan Strauss here to let you know about Peroni's Pizzeria, serving great pizza since 1975. Visit one of two Peroni locations, the original on Washington and Florissant, or their newest location in St. Peter's on Salt Lick Road by 70 and 79, with a full bar and plenty of TVs to watch any game. Peroni's Pizzeria, pizza, pasta, salad, sandwiches, and a lunch buffet Monday through Friday. Follow Peroni's on Facebook.
Sounds of silence. The kids are back to school, and now you can focus on your home appliances. Whether you're looking for a dependable front load or a top load high efficiency washer and dryer set to clean those filthy soccer uniforms, Appliance Discounters is a place to go for Frigidaire laundry sets. Or you may be in the market for cooking appliances or a refrigerator. Whatever it may be, when it comes to Appliance Discounters, we have you covered with six locations and Frigidaire kitchen packages at the lowest price, along with huge rebates. Visit us in store or at theappliancediscounters.com.
Did you know you can get a pilot's license in less than a year? You can get a license to practice law in 3 years, but it takes 10 years of education, training, and apprenticeship to become a licensed union master plumber. Why so long? Simply put, water affects everything. From protecting your family's health to the health of an entire city, protecting your home against water damage, to making your plumbing fixtures as beautiful as they are functional. Licensed union plumbing contractors are the only ones qualified for the job. For a list of licensed union plumbing contractors that meet your needs, visit PICSTL.com.
During Halloween, everywhere you look, people decorate. People also decorate for the holiday season. So here's an idea. Why not decorate for Veterans Day?
How?
Simply by flying the flag.
Freedom isn't free.
Throughout our history, it has been defended with thousands of Americans giving the ultimate sacrifice. That's why you should fly the flag on Veterans Day. A Veterans Day message from the VA healthcare system, Healthcare for Heroes, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Is it possible the Social Security Administration is giving you bad advice and that's costing you thousands? The answer will shock you. Listen to America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon right here on 550 KTRS.
Make sure to tune in tomorrow from 10 to 1. We broadcast live from Schnars Hardware, and we salute Veterans Day and the men and women who served our country. It's presented by Walter Noel Flores.
We're back. We're back with Scott Sherman, and we're ready to take your calls. Let me bring up the right screen. Yep, they're all still there. Let's start with, I believe, Amy. Amy, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. So I changed insurance companies in January, and my doctor did not know that and sent a prescription renewal to the old company in May. The old company actually shipped me the prescription, and now they sent me a letter saying, we shouldn't have shipped that to you. You need to reimburse us $338 for the prescription. And I'm wanting to know if they can mess up my credit if I don't repay them this money.
Mr. Pinion, you want to take a crack at this one?
Well, I think anybody can mess up your credit if they decide to turn in any sort of a document or statement that says you failed to pay, but that's not going to happen. When did this happen? When did you...
My policy ended in December, and they shipped me the prescription in May, so like 5 months after my policy ended.
Oh, yeah. That's been a long time. This is a tough one. Can they mess up your credit? Yeah, anybody can mess up your credit. Have they done it yet? Probably not. Not if you just got this letter. I'm going to turn it over to Scott. This is way too complicated for me.
This is a contract dispute, and in it is the possibility that they could hit your credit. But your fight back position is this. One, on the breach of contract, I don't owe you this. I did all my procedures the way I was supposed to. And you, prescription place and health insurance place and doctor, the agent of all of these, the person that I rely on to do this paperwork right, you people all screwed up. I didn't try to do anything to you. You can't come back later and say, well, you didn't do the paperwork right. At some point, the doctor's office is an agent of both the prescription place and also the health insurance people. So I'd go back to the doctor's office and say, fix this, number one. Number two, I would send in writing a dispute to these people at this pharmacy or this pharmaceutical company, say, I'm not paying this because this was all straightened out when I presented my insurance card at the point of purchase. So it's a breach of contract by you people, and don't come after me. And another suggestion, send me an email. I'll put you in touch with a consumer lawyer. This is all this person does, is deals with people in the marketplace who are worried about and have their credit either threatened or tarnished. And I can tell you this, it's a hell of a lot more expensive for the people that screw up your credit wrongly than for them to make this $800 dispute go away without doing that to you. But don't wait until it's already there. Get ahead of it. So send a dispute letter to this agent, to this company, this pharmaceutical company, and also send me an email, and I'll put you in touch with this consumer lawyer so that this doesn't happen. Frank's right. They can do it. It's like may and can. You know, may I go to the bathroom? Can I go to the bathroom? This is one where they can, but they will be sorry if they do. Get on it soon.
Okay.
Can't they kind of be in... liable for that because she didn't have her insurance anymore.
She did everything right. Amy did everything right. And when you present these cards, you are relying on the institution of that membership. It's like a membership card. And also that the people in the procedure, the doctor's office staff, the folks at the prescription company, the pharmaceutical company, the health insurer, all of these folks are going to do their job too. That's inherent in the contract of, here's my card, I need this and I'll pay. You don't just sit back and wait for them to send you a bill and say, well, here's a bill for $10,000. What? Well, we're going to sue you. Well, you didn't say anything about that. I gave you a health insurance card. It's a lot of this is going on. With hospitals today, they're trying to do that for people that are in automobile crashes. They'll hold your health insurance information, even though you present the card, and they won't bill it and try to come back at you for the full amount instead of the discount amount, which is wrong. And they're getting sued all over the country. So don't take it from the pharmaceutical company either. But get ahead of it, Amy.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Amy, thanks for listening. Bill, you're next. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. AM and the PM.
Thank you, Bill.
I've been divorced for a year and a half. I found out that I'm going to get a small inheritance. My wife only works part-time. She gets half of my pay right now. I just wonder what kind of obligations I'm going to have when I get the inheritance.
Ooh, this is a good one.
I don't see this as a substantial change in circumstance of your income. You're already divorced. And you already have, I take it, a court order on your maintenance to her, right?
Yes. If I get laid off, I'm in construction, she still gets her money.
Well, that would be a substantial change of circumstance, unless she goes to court and says, hey, Bill has $10 million now. That's a substantial change in circumstance. Judge, you need to change this, and you have a hearing, and you go through each side. It's not going to change. If you lose your job, it's not going to change either unless you go. So I hate to use the word impetus because it sounds kind of lawyerly, but somebody has to have the burden of going and refiling a motion for a modification of that order. Don't do anything. Why would you do that? How does she know this?
I don't have to.
How does she know you're going to get a bunch of money?
She doesn't know that. But,
don't tell her.
Let me ask a question. What's the point where it matters? If Bill here goes to the casino and he hits a jackpot and he wins $5,000, he's not going to tell her that. She's not getting part of that.
Right.
So how's that any different? And at what point does it become mandatory?
It's not.
Yeah.
It's her
what she doesn't know won't hurt you.
Yeah. Is it so much money that you could not keep your mouth shut?
No.
Then keep your mouth shut.
Okay.
All right. Bill, that's the first time he's ever given that advice to anybody. Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. Yeah. Use a fake name on the radio, modulate it with a voice thing, and don't ever speak to this woman ever again. Do you have kids together?
Yes, she is 22, almost 23.
So you have no kids under the age of 18?
No, I do not.
Don't ever speak to your ex-wife ever again.
Do the kids know about the inheritance?
No, my daughter won't speak to me.
I hate to hear that. That, to me, is one of the saddest things that can happen. Don't tell them, because they'll tell mom. Just keep it to yourself, and she may not. If she doesn't find out. She doesn't find out. I agree.
And I wish you peace with your children.
Yeah, and Bill, I hope one day your daughter does speak to you. I think that'll happen.
Yeah, I think so.
It will.
Good.
It will. Okay.
Keep your chin up. Keep your chin up and your mouth shut, just like Casey Kasem used to say. Right?
Yeah. Well, he said keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Do you know where he got that from?
No.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Said keep your feet on the ground.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. Look that
But
up.
He didn't say it like Casey said it.
Nobody said it. Well, how did Casey say it?
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Whoa.
I'm Casey Kasem.
That was Casey.
I'll tell you what. We're going to wrap this up, but let me say something to Bill. That really bothers me when somebody's child won't speak to them. And I'll say this to you, Bill. We have a listener who's been on many of our trips, and Dan knows who it is. Peon knows who it is. They must have been on 8 or 10 of these things. And I get to know the listeners, and I talk to them, and we hang out. And he had a son, and his son hadn't spoken to him in years. And it was because of a divorce, and mom poisoned the mind of the kid. And I spent enough time with this guy to tell you he's a really decent man. And I said, just based on what I can tell about you, this boy will eventually see the light and realize what a great dad he has. And you will reunite, and you'll be great friends. And about 2 years ago on our trip, he came up to me and he said, oh, my goodness, you were absolutely right. He said, it's the greatest thing that ever happened. He said, we are so close. And, Bill, I think that's going to happen with your daughter. This divorce thing is a nasty thing, and sometimes one spouse says horrible things about the other one and then poison these kids, and it ought to be wrong. It ought to be illegal, but it's not. So, Bill, hang in there, because I can't. If one of my kids didn't speak to me, it'd kill me.
Let's just hold on. It should be. I'm going to tell a quick story. One of the greatest days of my life, I had my boys. I picked them up from Satan's house, and I was taking them with me, and my, at the time, 14-year-old son, Corey, looked over at me and goes, I don't know how you put up with her crap for as long as you did. And it's like, but he didn't say crap. He said the other word. And I was like, poop? What? Yeah, he said that. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, that had to feel pretty good.
So the kids, they end up finding out.
They eventually get it.
Yes.
They eventually get it. That theme music means time's up. Here's Scott Sherman to give you his email address.
Law Office of Scott Sherman. At gmail.com.
I give that for Scott Sherman, everybody.
Thank you, Frank.
Next Thursday. And we're going to take a quick break, I guess, and check some traffic before the Playhouse starts. Here is Tim Weiland.
All right, we are just now coming up on an accident here on northbound 170. It's midway between Olive and Page. It looks like they're partially blocking the right lane. The traffic is jammed up pretty well now from Forest Park Parkway southbound 170. You're now slow from Midland down through, just approaching Olive, and that goes down through about Ladue before things finally open up. Now you've got westbound 364, drivers slowing. That goes from the Maryland Heights Expressway out past the Veterans Bridge. Westbound Highway 40 slowing from Vandeventer out through McCausland. You're heavy from Timberlake Manor down through Boone's Crossing. And this traffic report is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Head to B-Dubs for new classics like the Cheese Curd Bacon Burger and the Buffalo Blue Burger. These burgers have juicy smash patties, fresh toppings, all on a toasted brochure bun. Buffalo Wild Wings. Beer. Sports. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to